The best way to study the Bible is through typology, seeing how the New Testament fulfills the Old Testament, and see how the Old Testament contains the seeds of the New Testament. Typology is so important when you see how something in the Old Testament prefigures or foreshadows a greater reality in the New Testament. The Ark of the Covenant foreshadows our Blessed Mother, or the Tabernacle. Noah's Ark foreshadows the Catholic Church. The manna in the desert foreshadows the Eucharist, how God feeds His people with the bread of life. But one of the most interesting Old Testament types is Joseph, Patriarch Joseph of the Old Testament, and how he foreshadows Christ in the New Testament. There are so many beautiful parallels between the Old Testament Joseph and our Lord Jesus Christ. Both were the beloved son of their father. As you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then came Jacob's son, Joseph. He was the beloved son of his father. Jesus, of course, the beloved son of the Heavenly Father. You see over the tabernacle the words of God the Father. "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Both were royalty. Joseph of the Old Testament was a patriarch of the royal family. Jesus was born into the royal family of David. Both were exiled into Egypt. Joseph was sold into slavery in Egypt. Jesus had to flee to Egypt as a child to escape the clutches of King Herod. They were both stripped of their garments, the beautiful robes they were known for. Joseph of the Old Testament had that technicolor dream coat, right? Joseph had that amazing cloak that his father had given him. His brothers stripped him of his cloak. Remember, they dipped it in blood to try to prove that he had been killed by the wild beasts or wild animals. Jesus at his scourging, he was stripped of his garment. And our Lord's robe was also very special. They say it was handmade by our Blessed Mother. That's why the soldiers did not want to tear it apart, because it was so beautiful. It was made from one piece of fabric, made, I'm sure, by our Blessed Mother herself. So both were known for their very special garments, their robes. Both experienced jealousy and hatred. Joseph's brothers were so jealous of him, so envious. They hated him. They saw him coming, and they decided to, they were going to, you know, either kill him, or eventually, of course, they sold him into slavery. The Lord experienced the jealousy, the hatred of the scribes and the Pharisees, and they too brought about, they brought about the Lord's death. Joseph and Jesus were both considered shepherds. Joseph, the Old Testament, was a shepherd. Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd. Both experienced plots that people tried to kill them, and they both accepted suffering without complaint. Joseph of the Old Testament never complained about the unjust treatment that his brothers put him through. First putting him in the cistern and then selling him into slavery. They both accepted sufferings. Jesus went to the cross without complaint, like a lamb led to the slaughter who opened not his mouth. Both of them experienced a kind of resurrection. Joseph was thrown into the cistern, but then he was brought out and sold into slavery. So that foreshadows or prefigures, that's a type of the resurrection. Jesus was placed in the tomb, the cistern of the tomb, and then he came forth alive on Easter. So they both experienced, in a sense, a death and resurrection. They both were then placed at the right hand of power. Joseph was placed at the right hand of Pharaoh. Jesus ascended and is at the right hand of God the Father. Both were sold for silver. Joseph for 20 pieces of silver. Maybe because of inflation, Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. So, but they were both sold for silver, the price of a slave. Imagine Joseph's brother selling their own brother for money, selling their brother for silver. Jesus betrayed by his own disciple Judas for 30 pieces of silver. They both were the stone rejected by the builders that became the cornerstone. After Joseph was sold into slavery, because of the interpretation of dreams, he was made Pharaoh's right-hand man, given the seat of honor, sitting at the right hand of Pharaoh. And because of that, he had the influence to be able and the wisdom to store up the grain during the 7 plentiful years to get ready for the 7 years of famine. And because of that, he was able to help feed not only Egypt, but the whole world with bread. And isn't that a beautiful parallel with the Lord? He was rejected. He was killed. He had his resurrection. He was placed at the right hand of his Heavenly Father. And he gives us himself in the Eucharist. And Jesus feeds the entire world with the bread of life. Just as Joseph was instrumental in feeding all the known world then with the bread, so Jesus feeds the entire world with the bread of life, with the Holy Eucharist. So they both were the stone rejected by the elders who became the cornerstone.